Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And this is Season 5, Episode 10, Summer House Rules. And this was a two-hour special. And a lot of people were upset about the second hour.
As they should be, because it was just another scam.
I mean,
they did that with Vanderpump, with Beverly Hills. You thought it was like a two-hour, and then it segued. But
I remember
that was interesting.
Yeah, and I remember people were pissed about that too. Like they were pissed that Lisa was getting her own show and everything.
Well, and you could tell like this was what's going to happen. The second Stassi walks into Sir with her two new friends, oh, what a coincidence! They have their own show on Bravo now too, and you happen to be friends. And oh, and you're going to Sir where you used to work, and the boss hates you. Like, oh, that's just so natural. Like, that's not set up or scripted at all.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to totally veer off the subject really quick. Have you listened to Annabelle's podcast lately? You've been traveling, so you probably haven't.
I have not.
The last episode Stassi was on, and Annabelle shared a story of her first job when she came here to Beverly Hills was she applied at Villa Blanca, and she went in to apply for a hostess position. But they're like, she got there and they're like, it's been filled, but we have a flyer girl position. And she's like, I thought maybe they were like British, so maybe it was like, it meant like to sell cigarettes like around the restaurant or something. Not, she had to literally, this is some crap that my old employer from downtown LA would pull to go pass out flyers. Like, who receives a flyer in Beverly Hills for a restaurant?
Gross.
So she had to go out there and pass out flyers. She worked for one day and then quit. Okay. She got paid $30 for passing out flyers.
For the whole time?
Yes.
Not per hour?
No.
Oh my God. But there, she like.
And Ken made a comment to her and was like, I hope you really worked the whole time. Like, oh, after she God. Was out there all day doing that.
Wow.
And she even was stopped by like a police officer who was asking her what she was doing, kind of like she was like, oh, maybe God. Like a prostitute or something.
Oh my God.
Passing yes.
out her own.
So it was like, that just gives you like such a glimpse into.
And that no restaurant should do that unless it's like the Subway and they're in
yeah,
a suit.
She like, was saying like unless it's Blimpies, you
right,
know, like,
right.
like that's weird.
That's so trashy.
So she's like, maybe they should save some money on their flower,
their decor,
their flower budget. And, you know,
well, I first of all agree with, I mean, the decor is cool, but like save some money on that and invest in the food. And then you don't have to hand out flyers because you'll have repeat business. But like, I would only go there for drinks.
I don't know. I've actually enjoyed each meal at Villa Blanca and at Sir. Yeah. And like, I have to think that Mohammed mm-hmm. has some sort of good taste because he's at those restaurants every freaking day.
Yeah.
Like, he obviously doesn't have a Yolanda that's cooking for him every day because he's at those restaurants posted up in front every single day.
I don't think I hated Villa Blanca because I got like a salad. Like, it was hard to get that wrong. But
what did you get
at
Sir? Do you remember? Did we?
Well, we've eaten there a couple times, and then we've just had drinks a couple times, which is
like, I feel like I got like some chicken and like some mashed potatoes or something.
I think one time I got the angel hair pasta, which again is pretty much like very difficult to screw up, but it was gross. It was like mushy, watery. I felt like the tomatoes were probably out of can or something. It was just, it was gross.
Huh.
And then I don't know what, remember what I got.
Have you ever had the goat?
Michaela didn't like it either.
Did you have the goat cheese balls?
No, because I can't eat goat cheese.
Okay. I don't think I could either. So that's probably why we never ordered it.
Yeah.
It just sounds gross.
Yeah.
Okay. So in the opening of this episode, it starts with Katie trying to awkwardly open a beer bottle sitting on the bed. And she's sitting there nudging around with it. And so then her and Stassi are having a conversation. And, you know, Katie's kind of saying, you know, you really need to get out there, Stassi, and just, you know, get under a man. Yeah. And then everything will be better. And I thought that it was strange. Did you notice that she's like, you know, Katie, like, if I'm going to go out with you, I realize I have to really, like,
yeah,
get into a certain mode. Like, and then I can, like, maybe hang with you. And I was,
she
like,
said, like, hunting mode or
something. I was kind of confused mode. About that. Does that mean that
Katie is out there?
That Katie is on the hunt? You're or... Right.
Like, Katie just keeps pushing men on her, so she's got to be able to.
I found that just like it. Like,
it was a weird comment.
Yeah, like to where I thought, is Katie hunting the men?
Yeah.
And if you kind of watch her behavior when she is out, she does kind of look like that type.
Yeah, she kind of dominated and took away. Like, they were making fun of it the week before when Stassi was like, oh, thanks for introducing me to the guys. Like, you know, you're the, you know.
Yeah. And definitely, I think when she drinks, she gets like aggressive. Like, we yeah. have a mutual friend that kind of is like that, that will like, you know, get crazy and be like, just come over here and kiss her. You know, it's like, okay, yeah. calm down. Like, I understand Stassi being uncomfortable with that because
yeah.
that's, I don't like that either.
And it had only been a week since her like final breakup.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. But I did like when she was listing her things of like, you know, what she, like when she's listing like her likes to a man, that she likes to spray tan once a week. She likes to get a blowout. Her shop exercise online. Is shopping online and murder. She's really into murder.
Which I can appreciate because I've got the same.
Yeah. Fixation. She likes cemeteries. And then Katie was like, that's weird as fuck. And I thought, again, that's like rich coming from Katie. Like, right. you can't be like more weird than fuck. So for and Katie to like, call you weird as fuck, I don't know.
At least it's interesting. And maybe it's just me. But I mean, at least that stuff's interesting. And some of it, guys would be interested. Like, people, guys are into the zombies and the Walking Dead. So she could like use that as her little segue. But Katie, like,
I mean, I feel
nothing interesting.
Yeah, so. I feel like right away, like if I was a guy and I was trying to take Stassi out on a date, it'd be like just by her listing those things, I could immediately think of like a date idea. Mm-hmm. Like even if it was going to a cemetery or going on some sort of like murder tour, like she would yeah. eat that shit up.
Murder mystery
yeah.
dinner thing or that escape room.
Yeah,
thing,
the whatever. Escape room that's all the rage right now. Everyone's like, yeah. I did it.
I know. It's like, I saw it on The Bachelor.
I don't know if I want to do that.
No, I'm not into it. Like, I would do it with Ryan.
Yeah.
Because he could just do all the
work. I'm not really, like, if it was only our group of friends, maybe. But, like, if there was other strangers there, like.
It's just too much pressure.
Yeah, like Sally and John, like the next door neighbors, like the wholesome couple. I wouldn't want to work with them. I don't know.
No.
Okay, so then we... You know, so we're in Montauk, we're seeing what's going on there, and then we veer over to the Sonoma RV. They, you know, are on day two of their NASCAR getaway, and it just, like, they're describing the way the RV smells, and yeah. I was so grossed out.
Uh-huh.
I immediately,
it looks so cramped.
Ew, and, like, their shoes are, like, sprawled out. Like, just their feet smell alone is probably disgusting, mm-hmm. All girls and guys included. And then take the poop.
Hot and sweaty up there.
Take the poop factor into it, and then not being able to take the showers. Like, it, that's, and those guys probably already smell.
Yeah.
So
Brittany had, it was like mid shower, and then she had to use bottled water that people had already drank out of. Gross.
Yes. Okay. And the other thing that I loved was Jax was like trying to make fun of Brittany for this, but he's like, Brittany's the only person that eats Pringles in the morning, Pringles and like Cheetos. But like, I thought that was amazing. Like that was cool. And then, yeah. So Jax and Brittany bickering like about how she's packing the bag. You know, she's not folding things right. She's taking her shower for too long. It was really
back to the sandwich making.
It was really uncomfortable and it wasn't cute. Like, it wasn't making me think like, oh, like their banter's cute. It was like borderline abusive.
I liked what she said to Ariana later, because she's like, how much can you take and go on with this? And she was like, no, if it keeps going on like this and I'm not happy, I'm not going to stay. So I like that she said that she has some balls.
Yeah, I like that too. But I had to, like, I kind of, like, shout it out, like, at the TV. I normally don't do that, but I was like, she's not going to leave because no one's going to want to leave California to go back to wherever she came from. Like, that's just, she's going to work it out until she can situate herself and stay and either upgrade or figure things out on her own.
She's like the new Kelly Pickler. Remember
when
she was on Idol and she's like, what's sushi?
And yeah. And I feel like she even though
that's
she's
misogynistic. Is that like he gives me a lot of massages?
Yeah, and she's like, what's that word for cheese plate? Like, I, everything that she questioned, like, I couldn't really laugh at that hard.
Because
yeah, I would have not asked, but I definitely would have been like, someone give the definition for that. You know, like, the cheese plate, I don't know the word still.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Cheese and meat. Yeah. Batter.
Yes. Okay, so then.
Well, it's just like crudité. Like, nobody knows this until you just like. Go through life a bit, you know.
Yeah,
that it's like vegetable platter.
Oh, I didn't. Okay, there's another word.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Yeah, so the shower scene was so uncomfortable. They like literally hand her two water bottles that were like half drank.
Yeah.
And she's like, ew, you know. So then she's like has to shower off with that. Like, that's just disgusting.
No, and you enjoyed Jax's shower scene. I did not. I thought he had a dad bod, but you disagree. So
I was like, when he I was just like, oh, I don't know. I was kind of surprised. Like, I guess
it was good. It was just like he had that dad gut thing, like the beer gut.
I guess I didn't see that. I saw more like the like those like little indentions. Yeah. Like, but I don't think that that was a muscle indention. I think it was a fat indention, like you're saying. But like, it was so quick, and it was like I was like so shocked that I was seeing like a naked body in like the. Yeah. You know,
and they blurred out like the air, because at first I was like, ew, creepy, it looked like Silence of the Lambs when he's in the skin suit and he has no dick.
Ew.
And then I'm like, oh wait, it's blurred out. I had to rewind because I'm like, is he like that would make a lot of sense if he has like tiny man syndrome, because the way his personality is.
I bet he still does.
Yeah
Probably. Yeah. Okay, so then we go back over to Montauk and we check in with Kristen and Sheena. And Kristen says that she doesn't know what WASPy is, but she thinks that WASPs suck. So she hopes that Montauk doesn't suck.
And this is another example of Kristen's little behind the scenes where she's trying really hard to be funny. Like, she's trying to play the dumb card, but she's not dumb, so it's not working. And it's like Tom, like, same thing. This is probably why they should still be together. Like, Tom, like, I'm going to have a semi-flat iron. Like, he thinks he's really funny and Kristen thinks she's really funny. But
you know
neither
what?
One of them, they just both fall flat.
That's actually such a good point, because neither one of them are dumb. Right. And they constantly play that. And yeah. I think that's...
And this is a dumb model. It's like, no, you're neither.
Yeah.
You're not a model and you're not dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that like that I know I personally would like appreciate to hear Kristen being smart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would. I mean,
you know, she is with all her like stalking traits.
Yeah.
And skills. And
yeah. And it sounds like from what I have heard, not on camera, you know, not like seeing her on camera, she seems very, very smart and has it together. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so then they're talking about like they have to go to this what was it called? A clam bake.
Yeah.
And I like disagreed with Stassi like rolling her eyes at Kristen and everyone about being like, oh, is it like how like they roast a pig under rocks at the beach? Mm-hmm. I thought that was like a pretty good comparison.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in
it's like
New
the
Orleans,
same idea.
It's a crawfish boil. In Hawaii or New Zealand, you have the luau or the other thing, the under the Kristen's a little wrong though. She was talking about what they do in New Zealand. It's called something, I forget. The Hawaiian luau, you're roasting it over, like, you know.
Yeah.
On the thing.
Yeah.
Not underground. But yeah. Whatever.
I think sometimes they do underground
too. Do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Okay, so then they're like, so then Sheena's like, what if we don't like clams? You know, and like Stassi just like loses her shit and she's like, you guys like stop being negative Nancys. And and like right away, Katie's like, I'm not. I'm excited. And Kristen's like, me too, Stassi.
This involves eating.
Yeah. I promise I really want to go and do whatever you want to do, Stassi.
Yeah.
And Sheena's like, ugh. And she's like, I was really talking about Sheena. I just didn't want to make her feel bad. So that was funny.
Okay. So with the thing, I mean, Sheena doesn't need to make a big deal out of it because they're just serving clams or whatever. Like, you and I aren't big seafood eaters at all.
No.
We're not like, well, we're not going to go then. It's like, you either eat ahead. You pack a Kind bar in your purse or you eat the sides. Like, I'm sure they had more than just clams. And
I saw chicken, actually.
She pretty much doesn't eat that much anyway. So don't, like, you just roll with it, but don't complain about it. But, you don't have to.
It was,
you
know, so
you don't have to
awkward.
Eat it just to please Stassi either. So I get you, Sheena, but you just don't have to make a big deal of it.
But I
just,
feel like know. I feel like all of the girls should be a little like, because they all claim to be pretty healthy, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's healthy to eat fish and things like that. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I was like, I always thought that you and I were pretty rare of not liking seafood and actually saying it. Most people really hide that. So I was surprised.
Most people like it. Yeah. As far as I know.
Like when we were going to go to that really trendy restaurant, you know, over by South Coast Plaza. And then you're like, look at the menu. And I was like, oh, nope, yeah. We're out. Not doing that. It's like Mastro's Ocean Club. You know, it's like.
And that's so many restaurants, because I always want to go to like all the. And then you look and you're like,
Yeah. I mean, like, you can always get a steak somewhere.
There's
like,
always something you
yeah,
can get.
Yeah, there's always something you can get.
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's that scene, and then we go back over to NASCAR. And so the crew, they arrive to the racetrack, and they're like, this is so cool. And Jax is like, oh, my gosh, like, these cars are, like, so sexy. And then Ariana delivers a line that I gagged over. She was like, I mean, like, there's, like, all these cool people that you meet, and then it's, like, these cool people, you're walking around, and, like, they're all around you. Like, what? Like, I don't understand. So, you go to NASCAR because you meet cool people and they're around you? Yeah. That's not true, because we know the type of people that go to NASCAR races, and I wouldn't say, like, they're, like, the coolest people.
Yeah, I guess define cool is,
I mean, I just
subject to your own interpretation.
I mean, maybe I've never been to a NASCAR race, so maybe I can't speak on it. But like, I can't imagine, like, I've been to like the Long Beach Grand Prix, and I didn't like hang out with anyone around me.
No,
it's too loud.
And is she talking about maybe the professional athletes? Which, yeah, that's always impressive in any sport.
Yeah. I don't know. Their trophy wives are always like fun to watch and stuff like that. So then so they're there, and then they're like, hey, guys. And then like one of the drivers comes up. I thought that was funny. Like, they were like, hey, like, look alive, you know. So one of the guys is there, and Tom presents him with his flat iron to get signed.
Because he's so funny.
Again, like, I feel like this is literally the 10th time I've said this on this podcast. They got out a piece of paper and they wrote down shit that they thought was funny.
Yeah.
Like, he would, you guys, like, I've been known for my flat iron from season one. What do you think about me getting it signed? It's like really random that I use a flat iron, and then to get it signed by a NASCAR driver. Yeah. Like,
I wish the NASCAR driver would have been like,
I don't,
you know, like Navy SEAL mode, where they'd be like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah. Or like, go buy a poster and I'll sign that or something. Yeah. It was crazy.
Surprised they didn't like Jax or Schwartz didn't have him like, can you sign my ass cheek?
Oh, yeah. And then it was like, I felt like it was kind of awkward when Tom like huddled them all together and he's like, guys, come on in. Okay. If we get any more deeper into this, like, someone, I need to know that someone is willing to show their boobs. And then he's like, and by boobs, I mean Brittany. And then like, because it was kind of awkward because Ariana like doesn't really have a lot to offer in that department. So that was like an awkward moment, I felt like. So then blah, blah, blah. What happens next? Oh, next we have what we have in every episode now, which is when Katie calls Lisa to check in, to go over all of the personal assistant items that she has to take care of, you know, to think about while she's on vacation and to be working on.
And to get a grasp on, because she's not really clear. And basically it was like, well, we're going to talk about the dresses. Okay. Got it. When I get back, we'll talk about dresses.
I will come to your house and I will get you some samples and we will get on that. Also, we need some paint for the VIP area. I'm thinking dusty pink. Like, okay. Like, Katie, if you can't already think of what you think the color that Lisa is going to pick is, like, what are you, why are you her assistant? But I did think, like, thank God, like, Stassi taunted her a little bit and was like, you have to call your boss. Like, that sucks. Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Like, okay, at least she was in on the joke this time. I don't know.
But she's, like, all acting like how they talk later. Like, maybe I should go into business. And Katie's like, to Stassi, like, this is my job. Like, it's so super important and high profile. Like, I'm her assistant now, Stassi. Like, that means a lot of pressure and a lot of, like, yeah. You drove her car from the lot to her house.
Yeah.
So far, that's all we've seen her do.
Yeah.
Maybe help with the little doggy thing.
But not in a major, like, I've never seen her sweat for Lisa. I mean, I'm sure that Lisa's real assistant is paid poorly and does a lot.
Right.
Okay, so then we're back to talking about Lala. Every freaking episode, it's like just Lala obsessed. Last night, there was a little Twitter fight between Lala and Stassi. They really got into it. Yeah.
Oh.
And Stassi actually was like, say hi to Randall for me, which is apparently her boyfriend's name. And so I was able to Google that and say, Lala Kent Randall, and it showed him. And he is not what you would expect. Huh. I don't know what you were picturing, but like, this guy is like, I don't know, I need to look again, but I feel like he is like a big old, like Italian New Jersey football player.
Is he a football player?
Yeah.
And is he married?
I don't know. I didn't look into it.
Maybe they've separated or something?
Yeah. But I mean, like, he's older. I don't know. For some reason, I was picturing something different. But it really is like a daddy sort of figure. So it's kind of funny that they were calling it that.
Does she have a dad? Because, like, she never talks about her dad.
Good point. I don't know.
She always talks about her mom.
So they're talking about Lala and they're, you know,
What were Lala's tweets back to her about?
Apparently she deleted a couple of them and like she said something nasty back and then deleted it. So everyone's like, oh, so you just like delete your comments. I think she said something about them slut shaming her or something. And then she said, well, you fat shame. Like they were going back and forth about fat shaming and going on and on.
Yeah.
And then the comments, you know, a lot of people are coming in really strong supporting Lala.
Yeah.
And they're still like really hating on Stassi, but she has not backed down even on Watch What Happens Live.
Right.
Last night with Sheena, like Andy called her out and he was like, you know, what's going on? And she straight up said, if someone talked about your friend like that, you would do the same thing. And like they did a poll right there. Do you agree with Lala or everyone else? But
it wasn't a landslide.
No.
Yeah. And the thing is, Stassi is very, very lucky right now. Like I know she's been getting tons of hate comments and tweets and things like that. And she had a breakdown over it. But she is really lucky that Lala is portrayed the way she is. Because if they had someone, let's say like it was Sheena, that when they bullied her first season... someone a little more likable. I'm not saying Sheena's super likable, but she's probably a little bit more likable than Lala.
Yeah.
But if they actually had like, you know, let's say Snooki or like just like a you know, slutty in their day, but nice.
Yeah.
And not catty back.
Yeah.
Like they would be getting so much more hate. So I'm just saying if there was like, you know, someone a little more likable, Stassi would be getting so much more hate, like at a dangerous level, that it just would be a little scary. So they're really lucky that I think people, they don't want to root for Lala at all. But the behavior between Stassi and Katie towards her is just so repulsive that they're kind of forced to stick up for her in that way.
Yeah, because I feel like Lala has, like she did do things that were... It should be unforgivable, the things that she said. But yeah, because of the way that they're acting, it's like you're kind of like
the sky, pretty much just when they were at the sky bar.
Yeah.
And then whatever happened behind the scenes, as Stassi referenced. But
yeah. Yeah. So, okay. So Ariana says that she has been unfollowed by Lala on social media, on Twitter and Instagram, and she's showing the guys, and right while they're sitting there, she unfollows Lala. And then we cut to Lala meeting with Lisa. And did you notice that as she walked in that Peter was sitting there cutting flowers and doing a floral arrangement?
No, I didn't.
It's like, oh, so like you came in early to do like a floral arrangement, and Lisa, you came in early like to, you know, talk to Lala. Like the whole thing was just ridiculous. And I was really confused by that whole scene. Like It looked like Lala was going to drop her bomb that she was done. And then she let She let Lisa like talk her out of like her little plan. It was really weird. I actually had to rewind and say, she's staying? Like, right. I thought this was it.
I mean, she had a really good point, especially when they're like, he yelled across the bar in front of patrons, totally humiliated her. Like, that's harassment in the workplace. That's not cool. And Lisa's like, I didn't know about that. But it's like, it's like, it's no one's business. Even if it's true, whatever, however she got a Range Rover, it's no one's business. You don't have to approve. You don't have to like it, but it's really none of your business. And then to yell it out in your workplace and embarrass you, like, I get that it's not, like, she's like, it's not a healthy environment for me. And she's right. It's not.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel like if it was like, if she was like a server, a bartender, it would be more believable that she may want to hold on to that job. Like, maybe she makes quick cash, you know, to act like she is contributing to her lifestyle. But to be a hostess, come on. Like, like Lisa's like, just go walk over to that desk and get back and to
make
it.
$10 an hour.
Yeah, it's like, and Lala has said that many times. She's like, I'm not going to go in there, like, after the Miami shooting or whatever, wherever the hell that happened. You know, she's like, I'm not going in there to risk my life for that job. And it's like, so now she's going to, I don't know, that
it's
part
was.
It's
not the kind of place she's going to, like, someone's going to slip her $100 for a table. It's like, the people that go there aren't going to do that, or they might, but they're like super douchey. I mean, basically, we saw who hangs out there. So they probably actually would, but I would never pay for a table there. Like, you know, like, you know, you slip the hostess something and they get you, like, you did this at Duke's, right?
Yeah.
But that's like a legit restaurant, but
yeah,
you know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, and now I think that, like, you know, some people just are tuning into Vanderpump Rules for the first time, and they're like, oh, look at, there's the restaurant. And, like, people are still like, are you guys still working? Like, I see tweets like that, too, where they're like, can we see you? Like, they are just getting into the experience, whereas we've been in this for years now. Yeah. And so, I don't know.
Well, they have to still work there because they're not paid that much. They're obviously paid a lot more than they were per episode because they all have new cars, thank God. But I don't think it's enough to sustain their lifestyle. And then also they need to be on it to be on the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Max still is busing.
Right.
Okay. So then we're going to start transitioning into Summer House because it's time for the group to head on over to that clam bake. And, so now we're kind of getting to meet like the guys in the house and stuff. And we start with, Kyle saying like, what's her name? Is it Saucy? And I personally was annoyed with this whole scene because it's like, really, you don't know who Stassi is,
right?
Who is like the number one like character on this show on your network,
and you're about to segue from that show into
it was very vital that you had this relationship. So that, like, I just felt like it was like, you're saying that we're stupid, like that was dumb. And then so they serve the girls strawberry. Okay, so I guess I skipped over the whole thing there. But so this is obviously when they're back up in the house. But they're serving the girls strawberry margaritas. And Sheena asked again for a straw.
Yeah.
So
she's consistent.
She's consistent. Yeah, I have to hand it
to
her. You
know what? She needs to just start carrying them in her purse.
Yeah.
If that's a requirement, you just handle it yourself. Like, I carry Band-Aids or I carry mints or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, or cash.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
carry a straw.
Exactly.
Or a tampon.
If you keep noticing that you're having to ask people and it's like a constant thing where people are almost getting annoyed with it, mm-hmm. Get some straws, get a straw sponsor. Like, a straw should immediately sponsor her. Like, I actually am always looking for a good bendy straw or like the reusable straws that are easy to clean. A straw company should sponsor her. Just throwing that out for you, Sheena. They should really hit you up. Like, maybe like a straw company that they send you a box every month.
If Kitson was still a thing.
Like, yeah.
A Kitson type straw.
Yeah.
Or Urban Outfitters sponsored straw.
Yeah. Like a mood straw. Like, you put your, you know, it's like, ooh, it changes. Like, oh my God. Like, we're coming up with great
ideas. We should just invent it.
Yeah. And sponsor her.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what did you think? What was your overall feeling of Summer House?
I mean, I asked you when you walked in, and you hesitated, you were quiet, and I'm like, well, I have a very distinct opinion and a quick answer, but I wanted to hear your take. But okay, first of all, like, the word you said was what I wrote down, and the first word that popped in my head is total douchebaggery.
Yeah.
It was like, the waspy. What, the guy's desperately trying to hold on to their prep school days. The show, they're way too old for the show they're trying to do. They're trying to do like an upscale Jersey Shore, but they're way too old. They're not that interesting. They're not that hot. And I'm not ripping on their looks. I'm just saying, if you want a show about hooking up and hot summer parties, and people are going to tune in to see a certain thing and not like mid to late 30 somethings, acting like they're still 22.
I really think they got that they did not use the right description for the show, because that didn't translate. Like, I don't want to see them hooking up. I don't want to see. Mm-mm. I mean, if anything, I'd rather see them like struggling getting to work on Monday. Like, that would be more interesting than seeing them in poorly lit lighting with each room like zoomed in, like on a security camera. Of what they're doing, like with their eye,
the
like,
90s.
And like everyone with their fucking eye mask on, like, well, they're, it's like, ugh, it was,
and like you said, like the way Stassi and everybody was talking about them in their house, and oh my god, maybe we should go into business. They're so successful, and like you made the point, like if you're really successful, you don't have to like freak out and dart back to work 4 hours away every Monday and come back every Friday and then split the house with like 15 different people, like. Obviously, anybody can do that. So if you're actually successful, you would either just have a summer place or you don't have to dart back to work.
And I feel like, they didn't really think that whole line through, because even when Stassi and Sheena and Kristen and Katie were trying to compliment them on like they should get into business, they couldn't even do it because they're like, actually, we don't like that. Like, we like to party on Monday during the week. We like to sleep in. Like, they were basically,
I have to work weekends.
Yeah, but they were like, it's nothing to be jealous of. It's a very, and it's really rare to have a job like that anymore. It's like, it's almost like that, like, I want to see them lose their job, because that's not even realistic that they have a job like that. Like, who has that anymore? Like, it's like you have to make your own hustle. I don't know. So that, the whole thing was just like, that just made it feel like really fake. So
I know, like, Kyle's an entrepreneur. What he is just like a prep school inheritance boy. The other guy is a dental sales manager. He's not even like technology or medical. It's like dental sales manager. So he's like a working dude. Like,
yeah.
He definitely, like, has to get back.
Like, someone is asking where he is and what he, like, please send a report of what you've done this week. Right. You know, and he's like, shit, like, let me think of something.
I went to all these dental offices.
I passed out 10 flyers to each and I received an email back. I had a phone call and I'm doing a presentation tomorrow. Like, he's lying.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, let's quickly jump back over to NASCAR, then we'll come back to this shit house. So, speaking of shit, what about when they had in the NASCAR side, they had to get the poop, toilets unplugged? Out. Yeah. And
every time they flipped back over, I found myself like doing something else. Like, it was just so boring to me.
I felt like this time it was better. Like, yeah, it was like there'd be a scene where I'd be like, and then like they'd do something like the making out on the Ferris wheel where I had to leave the room, because when they were like gyrating on each other and like tongue massaging each other, not even kissing, that wasn't even kissing.
Yeah.
Their tongues were out of their mouths.
They were trying to be funny.
Like, and then like they did,
she,
like,
has studied humor and comedy.
It's,
and then Tom is just so naturally funny that, well, it just really worked.
It's actually insulting when people don't study to be funny. You know, it's like, that's where she just has to be like, okay, enough.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to try to be funny, please respect the art of it. And so, they were really funny. They made everyone feel really uncomfortable. So, but I have to say...
Oh, okay, no, finish your point, because I forgot the best point of the night, but you go.
Okay. Well, the poop song, is that a song that, like, I mean, I actually really like poop. So, like, you got to save that poop for later. Is that a song that I don't know?
I thought they made it up themselves, but I did.
They were all like really harmonizing and they were really into it. Like, what does that mean? You have to save that poop for later.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So that's why I thought they made it up.
Like, I thought it meant like, don't do it here. Wait until you go home or something, like away from us.
Oh.
But yeah, so I don't know. I need to research that.
Yeah, please do.
And then they mentioned that they have reservations at Hilltop 1982. So everyone, please, you know, splash some bottled water under you and like, let's like, you know, clean this up.
Oh, wait. And then like, I did not understand, like, does Ariana just never eat carbs? Is that what she
oh my God. A homemade ravioli stop. And they stop.
They all applaud. Oh my God, that's awesome. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? And they're like, you never order pasta. And I'm like, so? Like, is it like, is she just known for never eating anything like yellow or something? Like,
when they said that, I almost puked because I was like, okay, first we had to hear, like, I'm so glad that Ariana's drinking. This is great. So that's also a calorie thing. Is she just a major dieter and we aren't aware of that? Like, the pasta, like the pasta is just her really being on vacation. She just really wanted to enjoy her NASCAR.
Talk about it. Like Sheena talks about it. Like, no, I'm not because I'm not drinking right now.
She is really thin and she has really got thinner.
Yes, she has.
So
remember the first season when Ariana came on and they showed that shot of them in their bikinis on the gay pride float? And it was like, oh, she had like, it was just not a flattering shot.
Yeah.
But now she's like, yeah, she's.
Oh, Ariana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a different body.
I mean, I know that she is significantly thinner than she was when she started. But I mean, I'm sure that if we were on camera and we saw ourselves, we'd come back with like gastric bypass surgery. Yeah. Like, okay.
Oh, yeah. And she looks ripped too. Like she works out like she knows.
Yeah. But when they, like when Tom started like slow clapping that she ordered pasta, I immediately felt like crap sitting on the couch. And I was just like, wow, I don't think anyone would ever say I've never seen you order pasta because literally everyone in my life has seen me order pasta. Like, wow. Yeah.
Brittany eats Pringles in the morning, so.
Yeah. Yeah. So she.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen Brittany in person just a year ago and she had an amazing body. It does look like on film she's gained a little bit, but, you know, just give her boyfriend transition time. You know, like when you're in a relationship, you gain a little bit of weight.
Yeah.
She still looks pretty.
I also think she's still adjusting to her boobs and she's probably like learning how to dress with them and everything. Like it's probably.
And she's short, so it shows 5 pounds shows up like on a taller person. It's like 20 pounds.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Like
Jessica Simpson or something.
I definitely think that you shouldn't underestimate Brittany. Like if Jax is underestimating her, like, oh, she'll never whatever. Like, I think if she got a stylist or something, someone could quickly say, OK, here's what you're going to wear. This is how we're going to make your body look the best it can.
Yeah.
They could cut her hair, like straighten it. And she would look like an entirely different person.
Oh, I think she's beautiful.
Yeah, she is. OK.
Wait, my favorite point.
Tell me.
Because it kind of ties into the Sonoma thing. So on Watch What Happens Live, it was Stassi and Sheena, and they had this caller who asked like the best question on the planet ever. And she was really nice about it. But she's like, Katie, who's not even on the show, but she was in the audience with her mom.
Which that was weird. Why was she there?
Yeah, like why didn't she wasn't on stage. That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like even like as the bartender. So they're like, Katie, don't you think it's a little hypocritical to like annihilate Sheena for making polite small talk at work with Lala, but you let your fiance go on vacation with Lala? I mean, she didn't know Lala wasn't going to show up. And I'm like, that is a brilliant point. And then Katie was just like, I don't like her, their weird way of talking. She was like, Tom can do what he wants. I'm like, but you don't give him any shit, but you annihilate Sheena.
I literally had closed captioning on. So because when people mumble, like I freak out and I have to know what they say. Uh-huh. And I saw the words go past the screen and I still didn't know what she said. Like hearing her voice and watching her mouth move and still not being able to hear what she said.
Closed captioning on.
Yeah, I guess because I was like, I was so shocked that she was in the audience because I was like, why the hell would she be there? Why is she with her mommy? And like, what the hell?
Yeah, that was weird because like I've seen on social media Stassi and Sheena like snapping or whatever about their New York trip, I haven't really seen Katie in it. And then all of a sudden she was there and I was like, oh, and now they're like snapping like, hey, Katie's here too.
Yeah. Maybe they're there doing like more promo work for Summer House or something. All of them or something. I don't know.
Probably. Well, that was interesting though, too, because their last time in New York City when they did the pub crawl, and that's when Sheena said Shay like didn't talk to her for 6 days and then she came back and filed for divorce.
Yeah, I have to say when Andy was asking her about that and when she gave that answer, I did not get the impression that that was like a true statement on her part.
Well, because like, then she backtracked and said they separated in October. And they're like, well, and then she's like, yeah, but then he didn't respond to me for 6 days in November. I'm like, well, if you're separated, like, that's probably normal.
I don't know. I just felt like Sheena isn't one that can really hide, like, what's going on. And with the way she was, like, she, like, was explaining it with, like, this, like, creepy, like, half smile. And I don't know. I could tell she was nervous to talk about it. And I mean, that's nice that she told us anything.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just got the feeling that it was, like, a little...
And she said it had nothing like to do with his addiction. Like, he's still probably, yeah. Who knows?
Yeah. So,
And then okay. She's just like, why avoid the inevitable? Like, it's like, well, you've only been married like a year. Like, can you, like, work it out? Try?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So then we go back to the Summer House. And so they kind of like are throwing a couple of the dudes towards Stassi. You know, they're like, what do you think? And one of them is like, you know, dark haired and handsome ish.
Carl.
Yeah. Carl's the dental guy.
Yeah.
And he right away comes out of the gate saying he doesn't like blondes because he's not sure ever if the carpet matches the curtains, which I felt was like such a freaking awkward thing to say. And then Katie,
yeah,
this is why that statement that I mentioned in the beginning about her, about Stassi saying that she was like nervous to be out with Katie, she comes out with that maybe she has hardwood floors. I've never heard that shit, and that was pretty disgusting. Like, it was good. Like, it was.
I honestly, in that moment, that was like the one time I was like, okay, that was pretty good.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, that's probably why Stassi is friends with Katie.
It was somewhat witty and like
pretty quick
and appropriate for this day and time when people, it is a hardwood floor world now. It's
yeah.
Not a carpet world.
Yeah, it's true.
But him saying that like is such a dated. Like, well, it's a gross statement, but it's so dated anyways. Like, come on, who actually says that? And then you're supposed to be like this prep boy. Like, really, you're going to say it? That just shows that you are like the douchebag, that you're probably on the team that gang rapes or yeah. The girl. And then
I
you get away
hate,
with it.
Like, you know, like when you're like sitting at a table single, and we've all been there when like it's like kind of awkward and people are like trying to size you up to see if you would match with anyone. And, I don't know. I just felt like it was awkward. Like, that is like a horrible scenario where the guy out loud says, I don't like blondes, and you're sitting there with blonde hair. It's like, like, what can you do with that in that moment? Like, it's, I don't know.
okay, good to know.
Yeah, it was just obnoxious. So then they ask about Katie's wedding, and she, you know, mentions it's August 17th. So that's really coming up, because if we're on July 4th for this weekend,
yeah,
it's coming up. So I'm sure that Katie will be on Watch What Happens Live after her wedding and shit.
Because they still got to do New Orleans. That's why I think they're not going to do the improv. Poor Kristen isn't going to get her airtime with her skit.
Poor us. I don't care about her. Yeah, this is like... We clanked plates. Like, we did everything we could to get noticed.
Yeah, we are front row.
Yeah.
Can't miss the chicken fingers and the plate clinking. But,
okay. Oh, my God. Okay. So this scene really.
But I'm
okay.
Sure they probably did her a favor by not airing it because those
oh my God.
Skits were difficult.
It was brutal. Really, really. Yeah. They did her a favor. Yeah. They did her a major favor because, yeah. But so while they're sitting there at this uncomfortable clam bake, you know, someone says, so Stassi, like, do you have a boyfriend? And she's like, I actually just broke up, and you know, it's super fresh and new, and I just, you know, don't really want to talk about it. And so like everyone like kind of like awkwardly gets quiet, and it goes to the confessional, and she's in her red dress with her red lips. And rather than being like, you know, yeah, it's been really hard since Patrick and I have broke up, it just goes to the confessional, and there's two tears running down her face, two strategic tears right in the, like, it's like she possibly could have done eye drop, and then they're like, action.
Right, because really that's not how it works, is both your eyes well up and then it comes out at different, like,
I've never,
and then you like wipe your eye and it like smears and it's more like a wet spot.
The only time that I've ever done two tears is maybe if I've been crying a lot, like alone with no one looking, and like it just happens, just to like get strategic. Yeah, like there's no way that I can get two tears to come down like that. So and then Kristen comes in again. She's like, you know, or not Kristen, Katie. She's like, I just feel really bad for Stassi, and I really just want her to have a OTPHG J. Oh, and I'm like, what the hell is that? An over the pants hand job.
Like, what is in that for Stassi? Like, you don't get any pleasure as a girl over or under the pants. Like, that's, you do that to pleasure the guy. She needs to make herself feel good, not like, but that was, that's, that was so ridiculous. Like, it's stupid.
It was
not a thing.
Again, it was like, I felt like it was just like another thing to humiliate the single person and to make them feel like you need to, like you are missing out on something, and like to humiliate them. Like,
I think she thought she was starting, she's going to start a new hashtag and a new like saying, and then she can be like, I thought of that.
Yeah, something, but
it's not going to be. No.
Okay, so then let's see. Oh, God. So then we go back to stupid Sonoma, and they're at their little Hilltop 1982 restaurant, and they order their freaking cheese plate. And Ariana gets her pasta and everyone applauds. But then the more asinine thing that happens is Ariana's brother does a toast. Like, here, this guy, like, this is one of his, you know, three lines this season.
He needs his, like, say card. He needs those seven words.
Yeah. He's like, here, everyone, here's a toast to Lala, because Lala didn't come on this trip and Lala isn't here. So let's toast to that. Like
that's a ridiculous toast and stupid, and
yeah, like, why bring her up again? I don't know, it's just annoying. So then we cut back, and Stassi is getting into her bathing suit. All the girls are putting on their swimsuits. They're gonna go frolic around the pool and jacuzzi a little bit, and Stassi puts on her turtleneck bathing suit. Yeah, I wasn't sure about the bathing suit either. The white was aggressive.
Well, you know, you're going to have, like, she was all offended when the guy, and that was gross when he's like, I can see your nipple. I mean, but you know, that's going to happen, because you can tell that that's what a white tight suit does. And she keeps wearing all these one pieces. So she must be uncomfortable with her body, which is fine.
I felt like too, that she, like when she plans an outfit, that she plans for what's going to be filmed. Like, it did look beautiful when she was sitting in the pool in the jacuzzi and they were shooting at the water level. Yeah. But like this guy, when he was talking to her and he was getting more disgusting, it kind of gave the suit, then you changed how you looked at it and you were like, eek, it is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I was noting, like, in my notes as I was watching this, I have been the target of, like, people making fun of an outfit at a party. I remember for, like, my freshman, it was, like, homecoming something. Of course, it wasn't a dance because I wasn't allowed to dance where I went to school. We were like, you know what we went to? We went to Medieval Times. That's what we did. Like, we always had, like, I saw Phantom of the Opera. Like, we always had to go do something. It was never a dance. But anyways, I was wearing, like, this like, I thought it was, like, a Dalmatian coat. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. It was, like, this little sparkly black cocktail dress I was wearing. And then it was just, like, this cute little fake fur coat over it. Well, these boys were like, oh, look at, there's Holly in her moo jacket. And so they turned it into like this cow thing. So then the whole time I was like known as like the moo girl. And it's like, God. So I kind of related to her being Steve Jobs, you know, where it's like basically they're saying she looks like a man. I was told I looked like a cow.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you did take time into thinking about what you're going to wear and everything, and then to have everyone slam on it is like annoying. And then you become the joke of the night and everything. So I felt bad for her about that.
I mean, all the girls liked it. It's just the guy.
Yeah.
He was just drunk and belligerent and,
yeah. And a total douche.
Yeah. And any guy's gonna like.
And again, I feel like it was.
And was it him or was it the dental guy that was like, dating in New York sucks for girls?
Like, oh, God.
Again, you still think you're like this entitled little prep school boy that it's just. You're just gross is what you are.
I just don't know why, like, they gave him all the airtime during the Vanderpump hour, you know, the douche guy, because yeah. I felt like if anyone...
Well, which one? They're both douches.
The blonde.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't even know the guy's name, but the one that I did want to hear from was that gay guy. He was gay, yeah. And he was funny. Like, yeah, he had
Steven
a...
Steven or whatever.
He was, like, really bitter and funny, and I would have rather had him talk to Stassi than...
Yeah, me too.
And I felt like it was like they were like, okay, wait, so what's the blonde gay's name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
And then so the I felt like
they're
Carl.
They're like, listen, Kyle, get into the jacuzzi with Stassi. This will bridge the gap in between your shows. You can learn a little something about her and how she films. We really like the way she works. So she, you know, they get in and she's like, so she's trying to like banter with him. And then he was so drunk that mm-hmm. it just didn't work. And it just looked like a hot mess.
Yeah. I mean, good for her that she like called him out and then she got up and left. So I liked her for that.
And yeah, so I don't know. So basically we ended the episode with Jax and Brittany and the crew getting into a huge discussion about how or actually it was just between them of how he does everything and he earns all the money and he takes care of all the bills and he would just really appreciate a turkey sandwich now and then
and not ham
and go to the store and make sure you have the correct supplies to give him that every day. And she's like, I do that. And he's like, not every day. It's not there. Right. There's
not every day at 3 o'clock.
No, like there's sometimes that I ask for it and it's not there. So like I just thought like I go to the grocery store almost every day and every day I stand there and I'm like, what the hell? I have nothing, but I just went to the store. Like if you don't plan, maybe he's right. If you don't plan for that sandwich, you're not going to have the right ingredients. I mean,
it actually sounds pretty easy if that's all he wants.
Yeah.
She can buy that a week in advance, like a week's worth of turkey and bread. And there you go.
It's Amazon Fresh that crap over to your house.
Right.
So.
Well, the only other point I wanted to make is that you missed, but at the beginning of this little transition, they'll go shopping. Coincidentally, very strange. I'm sure it had no tie to Andy or Bravo, but they all went shopping at Kyle by Aileen. So another plug into this 3-hour infomercial we called.
Yeah, Vanderpump I did not notice that. Yeah.
No, I feel like I'm watching an infomercial for Bravo with this whole Summer House, watch what happens.
Well, I have a question about Kyle's store, and I was too embarrassed to ask this even when we were in Kyle's store.
Yeah.
Why isn't it called, like, Kyle's? Like, what the hell is Arlene?
Kyle by Aileen.
I don't understand.
Aileen the buyer, but then... Like, so Kyle just put up the money and pays the rent?
It's really confusing. Like, I would rather just have it be Kyle's.
And the thing is, it's like, Aileen's not the designer. Kyle's not the designer. They buy designer clothes. So why the buy Aileen? Like, it's either Kyle's or it's Kyle and Aileen's, but not Kyle by Aileen. Like,
yeah.
That's so stupid.
And then I remember when we went in there, they had like some
name.
Used Louis Vuittons you could buy. And like,
it
just
was such a random store.
Really
it was random, like Katie's style and tattoos.
But they didn't mishmash like, I remember them, back. In, yeah. I remember back in the day, I went to the Dash Boutique. Like, this is right when the Kardashians came out. And I made Chad drive all the way to Calabasas, like far as F. I didn't know how far that place was. So we drive all the way out there into this industrial park, mm-hmm. And there's this little freaking store the size...
Like a strip mall or something?
Smaller than the liquor store on the corner.
Oh, my God.
And I go in there, and it probably was one of them behind the counter. I didn't even recognize them. And I just want... It's like, I was just like, I wanted a candle that said freaking Dash. Like, I wanted some proof that I went there. And they didn't have anything like that. And same with Kyle's store. It's like...
But that's all they have now. Remember when we went... Oh, really? Where'd we go? Miami?
Yeah.
Everything they had was just... Oh, yeah. Dash souvenirs.
Yeah. They finally got it together. Yeah. But, you know, it's like they... Yeah, they... Just something that you can buy to prove you were there. I don't know. Like... So, yeah. So overall, Summer House, like, I'm not going to hate on the show, but like it seemed entertaining. It'll be interesting to see what they do with it. But I heard someone say this about Vanderpump Rules, and I can't believe I never thought of this. But it seems like Vanderpump Rules should be getting like a different show of them growing up a little bit outside mm-hmm. of the restaurant, because it's like they're holding on by a thread,
like when
calling into Lisa
went to college, yeah, and then when they graduated college they got jobs in the real world,
yeah, yeah. And it's like then Lisa could either do another Vanderpump Rules and really keep it in her restaurant, you know, so she can promote
the new cast that's interesting, relevant, young,
yeah,
and just these guys can spin off and see if they go into business or if they keep up their lucrative modeling careers or acting careers.
Like, it just it's getting a little old for them, yes, to be playing the rush, you know, like it's we want either yeah. we're gonna grow with them, or because again, Stassi is out there doing interviews saying this is her favorite season. It's her favorite season and all of their favorite seasons because they're getting along and they're happy with like they mm-hmm. it was pleasant to film, but it's not pleasant for us to watch. It's
right.
I don't know. I don't want to say it's my least favorite season, but it's
faker, more scripted, yes. more less real, less logical, and then just like you have no storyline, so you just gang up on some girl you're not even friends with.
Yeah,
so there's plenty of girls like Lala in LA. Like, why are you so obsessed and upset, Katie and Stassi, about?
Or they should have cooked up another storyline within yeah. their own group. Like, I think that like Kristen, Stassi, like I expect them to be able to come up with an idea to keep their career going. Mm-hmm. And I'm not seeing their vision. I don't see where they're going with this. I don't see where the drama is with Katie's wedding. I don't mm-hmm. see any of it. So
like even when like Jersey Shore ended, okay, Pauly, now he's like a big DJ.
Yeah.
Snooki and dating Aubrey O'Day. Well, they broke up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
When?
A while ago.
I thought they were back together.
Oh, well, maybe. But like Snooki and Jay Wow spun off into their own like motherhood show.
Yeah.
And then they both have like their business lines. So they kept it going, but they kept it relevant and current. So like the millennial moms grew with them. So the people that were partying with them, they're now moms too. So they like...
Well, and that's the thing. I think that like when you do notice that someone kind of keeps their brand going after a reality show like this, it's because they really understand who's watching them and they want to grow that community.
Right.
And
I think keep their loyal fans loyal, and because I think they can relate to them.
Stassi's trying to do that with her podcast, and she definitely has a following, but I really... I'm almost questioning that from how she almost got taken down by Lala this season. Like, there is still a lot of hate out there for her. And I don't think that any of them have figured out how to keep this going and right. really connected with their fans. Because even when we met them, I mean, we had conversations, better conversations with some of the other people that we met that aren't involved directly with the show.
Right.
Our conversations were better with them than the actual
Annabelle.
Yeah, like Rachel. Annabelle, Rachel. Yeah, like I left putting more of my time into their businesses yeah. than Stassi's, Kristen's, and you know.
Yeah,
and
I mean, I was listening to Stassi's. I got bored. It's too long. There's too many promotions, and it's like she doesn't talk about anything. It's not funny.
Yeah,
Annabelle's is, Rachel's
she's
is.
Been getting down a little bit more, and I think that she is realizing that if she kind of gives her fans an exclusive, that she's gonna have them in her corner a little bit more. And I think that's really smart of her. But
they're gonna be, you can be Lauren Conrad or you can be Adrina, who is just like, where is she? What is she doing now? And like,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, like you said, like if you're going with your fans, then they'll be loyal to you and follow you.
Like what is Katie's plan? What is Kristen's plan? Yeah. I mean, Kristen, when I heard her talk on Stassi's podcast, she loves acting, but I don't know. And I think Sheena does too. So I don't know.
Then Sheena's like the one that said, oh, every day is like Saturday in LA. I don't want to do business. I just want this lifestyle. I'm like, well, then you better start doing what Lala's doing, because you either, well, yeah, she was hustling when she was with Shay. They were like going all over the country with his DJing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, and I know she does a ton of appearances, like she's milking it as she should. So either save up your money, Sheena, or you might have to start like shopping for, you know, a money dude, because you can't work at Sir when you're 55 years old and, you know, it's just, you got to figure something out.
Yeah. And time is ticking on them.
Right. So you either, got to go into business now, save your money, milk it. Milk every opportunity you can right now, every appearance, every like, and save that up. I mean, like Aubrey did that with like, saved everything up.
Yeah.
Bought a house, bought a, you know, just so if you're smart about it, it can really work for you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's kind of like The Bachelor. It's like when you go on The Bachelor and you make it all the way to the final two, what is it called when they go on the dates at with their parents? What the hell is that called? Hometown. And you go and like you bring the bachelor to your house and your parents are like questioning the shit out of him. Yeah. It's like, if you haven't had a conversation with your parents, like, I'm gonna do whatever it takes to make money in this and you better support me. I mean how many times have we seen the family f up the person's chance of winning?
Well, most of those girls that do make it to the top two for sure, like if they've had careers, they never go back to those careers because they end up writing a book or doing hosting, or they're an Entertainment Tonight correspondent or something like that. And that's good. They're milking their 15 minutes and like saving every dime from it, hopefully.
Yeah. Did what's her name ever go back to working at Facebook?
No. And Andy, the attorney, never went back to being a lawyer.
Really?
And she wrote that tell-all book about Josh, who just broke
up with... Yeah, I want to read that book.
Broke up with our little local RSM girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I want to read it too, because I think Michaela read it. She said it was really good. But I like Nick, who's the current bachelor, said, you know, as you heard him last season, was like, well, everything she said about me was pretty accurate, so I'm going to assume that what she said about Josh was accurate too. You know, because she didn't lie about him and he like flat out said it. So, I mean, I think we all saw Josh's true colors on Bachelor in Paradise. Like he's just too shiny of a coin. There's shit underneath.
Yeah. Oh, for
shit
sure.
Behind the curtain.
What do you think about people comparing Corinne to Stassi? Were you feeling any of that when you were watching her?
Like season one Stassi.
Yeah.
Like now Stassi acts like, you know, the boss because she knows that's her shtick. And like, I don't think she actually acts like that in real life.
I don't know that she could pull off even some of the lines that Corinne was delivering in front of those girls on her own. Stassi like on her own wasn't ever that strong. You know, like she has to have her friends.
It was like season one when she was like being like the cocky bitchy girl. Now she's like the cocky bitchy girl that like pretends to own shit because she knows that's her role on the show.
Yes.
Like I said, her shtick.
Yes.
It's so, I don't know how real it is. I think this Korean girl, I think it's very like forced and faked, and but it's kind of funny. Like,
Hey,
my nanny get my cucumbers, and then she's like, I'm the CEO of a company, and they're like, yeah, your dad's company, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, she's
entertaining.
There for
her
purpose.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, it could be a very boring season without some of those kind of people.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't watched last night yet, so I can't comment.
Oh. Dude, you are in for a treat. Wait until she really delivers.
Watch it tonight. I don't know that or Beverly. I don't know.
I know. I am majorly behind on Beverly Hill. I'm like three episodes behind.
Oh.
Yeah, I need to, because I've really been, I need to catch up. I'm going to get back in the game. But dude, with Vanderpump Rules 2 hours this week, Bachelor 2 hours, it's like I'm 4 hours in.
And tonight, Beverly Hills, yeah, and Ladies in London.
It's rough. It's a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Because you can't miss it. Otherwise, you're left out. Well,
and I watch Celebrity Apprentice. You don't watch that. So that's like another thing for me. So last night I had to DVR Vanderpump at like 1 in the morning because I had Celebrity Apprentice and Bachelor.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, Bravo replays every
Thank God they did that because my DVR had a little problem. Yeah, I binge watched like a Netflix series and then on top of all this TV, like I feel like my eyes are going to fall out of my head.
And I haven't watched any TV.
Oh my gosh. Well, that'll be nice to veg out.
Yeah, the house in Seattle or Whidbey Island where we were, they had like... Oh my God, it was so horrible. So they did have HBO and then they had, you know, apps to connect to your Netflix and stuff. But they only had like, you know, basic cable. When you say basic cable, I assume that includes like Lifetime and, you know.
So oh my God. When places don't include Lifetime or Bravo
they didn't even
or
have
something.
CNN or MSNBC.
Did they have the Disney Channel? Like no. I hate when they don't have that either.
They had... Like the channel, they had 30 channels and it was like, you know, half of them
like
don't
work.
Like
what are they counting? Like channel 14 as cable? Like
yeah, like they had all these local access ones and then your NBC, ABC, you know, your major 3-4 channels. And then the only like cable-ish network channel they had was Hallmark.
No.
So I could watch C-SPAN or, you know, Sunday morning, it's like Jimmy Swaggart and shit on the like regular channel. So Sunday morning is like, you need cable for that.
Yeah.
So we literally had to watch Hallmark Channel.
Well, and Hallmark Channel is like, you better be able to sit down for 3 hours because they interrupt it with like an 18-hour commercial every segment.
Like the ASPCA or something. Yeah. Like,
oh my gosh. Like, you know it's bad when you're renting a house and you start looking at their DVDs to watch because...
Oh yeah, they had a full collection. They're like, we also have a big selection of DVDs. And
like, I've never...
And they have the like Xbox and all that, but I don't know how I don't want to mess with
that. Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, so people
it's
don't
like,
want
oh,
to watch
forget
football.
It. Yeah. Just, you can't watch your show anyways with everyone around. So it's like, might as well just not watch.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. And we will be back next week. Next week with.
I'm not going anywhere.
I always have to
while.
Check your schedule. Okay. We'll be back. And thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.